Okay, so Mitzvah Hashem is Baruch tonight. We're going to hear a beautiful shir. Rav Wachman is, you know, of course, amazing. I've only been here one, but, you know, Hashem is a Nishma, you know, Sefer El Matzoifa, Baruch Hashem. He has an incredible reputation, and so I've heard from Rabbi Goldberger, it's unbelievable stuff, and he really enjoys it. It's a big yisoy when it comes to Hanukkah. It's a very, very big yisoy. You know, the minig around this time of year is to give another tshuva, to give another answer to the B'Yisoy's Kasha. Why exactly the 8 days that we commemorate? 8 days, the first day was the Rapacha, at least that's how much the Shem they had. The Chiddush was the 7 days. So why do we celebrate 8 days? So my Rebbe, Chatzko Weifeld, says a beautiful Pshat. He says, why? Because the miracle of the Pach Shemen was that they even looked for a Pach Shemen. That was the miracle. That they even had hope. They even had desire. They even had the sense of possibility that they would even find a Pach Shemen Tohira. That already was a very, very unheard of idea. After 5 years, the Mechum lasted 5 years, to still feel that it was Takashayach, after they were Mevazah, after they were Meshakets, after they took, they were Matamah the entire Hechel, but there's even still possibility of hope that there would be something that was taller there, that's only Yiddish Azach. That's only the Jewish hope itself. That's only something that a Jew can reach. And that's the Yiddish Cheshvoyers. That's what Chanukah is about. Lashon Chanukah also is very interesting. All the other Yom Tovim, we have it specifically that it's Al Shem the Chavtah Shal Mitzvah. You have Al Shem Aschach, Kuriya Sukkah, you have Pur, the Hippo Pur, Purim. All the other elements are Legabi of the actual Chavtah Shal Mitzvah. When it comes to Chanukah, the Mefarshim are actually very confused. Why do we call it Chanukah? It should be Chag HaNeros. Why is it specifically Chanukah? Because the answer is Chanukah talks about the rebirth. It talks about the chinuch. It talks about the mechadish. That you're being mechadish, the mizbeach, mechadish, the menorah, and mechadish, all the different kelim, because there was a period of time where it wasn't shaykh. It came to a destruction, and yet they still felt the desire, they still felt the tshuka to be mechadish, to be mechanech. Chinuch, by the way, also is not just starts fresh and new, because be'etzim, all of us look called Terakula. All of us look at Terakula. It's only through the fact that we forgot it, that we had the Koyach HaShichacha, which is, we had the Koyach, but we had the Shechacha, and that to have it be Nechzer also through Limra Torah, through Habat Torah, that only can stem from a place of hope and a hope of desire that things in Mitzvah shall get better. So the whole Yisoy of Chanukah is the desire that things, as much as things can be dark, as much as things can be difficult, but we still have the Yiddish Azach, this, as you say in Eretz Yisrael, this Juk Barosh, that we constantly are trying to always get better and get better and get better. I turn to Rav Wachman, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.